non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Righto, Bucket Strategy Investing. It is Johnny Dean. It's Professor Rick Plum. We're going to give the phone numbers right off the bat, because if you have any questions on anything, we're going to be talking a little bit more here in just a moment about spousal and ex-spousal Social Security, because we had another question on this during the break. So I'm going to bring this up. But if you have questions on that or anything else, let me give you the phone numbers right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We also have emails to get to. A couple folks have emailed us during the show. We'll try to get to those before the top of the hour as well. You want to email us, go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Find us on Facebook. You can watch us there, listen to us, all that stuff. Great stuff. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum, again from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. I've been talking a lot about strategy this past week. Tax strategies, bucket strategies, bucket one, and a little bit of bucket two and all that. This one had to do today with the Social Security for spouses and ex-spouses. And I was talking earlier about some of the eligibility requirements for being a spouse, which are not all that stringent, frankly, but ex-spouses. And we had somebody asking us if we could sort of go over maybe a little bit in detail. I was trying to do this. I got to think of a way to do this. How an ex-spouse could be definitely eligible for a benefit, a Social Security benefit. So maybe we could do this. So, Professor Plum, you know where we need to go.
Okay.
In order for somebody to be eligible, I know where we need to go. So let's set this up so that I'm going to pretend like I'm an ex-spouse. You're going to ask me a series of questions.
Yes and no.
Yes and no questions.
And come up with them. There's different orders you could ask them, but
well,
they're
yeah,
all going to come out the same
it's
way.
It's all going to come out the same way, and we are going to make me somehow eligible for
sure.
An ex-spouse
benefit. Just to answer the questions correctly.
Benefit. And I can answer the questions correctly. But a lot of people may not know this. And again, yes, if you're an ex-spouse, you are potentially, and that's why the word is potentially, eligible to receive a benefit.
From an ex-spouse.
From an ex-spouse. And there are certain requirements that you need to satisfy. And we're going to go through as many of these as we can. It's not a long list, but it either applies to you or it doesn't apply to you, and you either answer yes or no correctly to these questions. And then if you are an ex-spouse, you may be entitled. And a lot of people don't even know this.
Right.
They don't even know this, that they can get a benefit. And they don't have to call their ex-spouse to ask. They don't have to tell them about it. They don't have to do anything that has to do with the ex-spouse. And it does not affect the ex-spouse's benefit.
We get it quite often where somebody will say, yeah, I was married, and my ex made a lot more money than I did. And so,
yeah,
but I really don't want to call and talk to them. Okay, don't. Just go to the Social Security Administration. Now, they probably won't give you much information until you are actually eligible to be able to receive a benefit. But at that point, they'll be able to tell you, okay, yes, the benefit is X amount of dollars, and
yeah,
you are or are not eligible. And so it'd be nice to know if you are before you go down to talk to them.
Yes, so let's go through this, Professor Plum. You know which questions to ask, and I think I can know which way to answer it. So let's try this. There are a couple of the questions you can
there's
get a yes or no.
There's a couple that'll put you out of the running right away.
Right, all right.
Like the first one, are you single?
Are you divorced? Well, you can't get an ex-spouse benefit without being divorced.
I'm going to, yeah. Well, first off, if you're not single now, you're not going to get one either. So
right.
The,
all right,
the
so,
order
so
can be
right,
a couple different things.
Do it whichever way you want. Let's
are
start.
You Go single?
Ahead. So yes, I am single.
Were you ever married?
I was married.
Were you married for at least 10 years?
Yes, it was like 10 and a half years.
Okay. Has it been at least 2 years since the divorce?
Yes, it's been at least two glorious years. I'm sorry, 2 years since the divorce.
Are you at least 62 years of age?
I am. I am in my mid-60s right now.
Is your ex at least 62 years of age?
Yes.
You know, are you still working?
I am still working, but... I just turned. Well, no. I am still working.
Are you full retirement age?
I just turned 66 last week.
Okay. All of these are leading up to the ability to say yes, you are eligible for a spousal, and currently, a spousal only benefit without applying for your own. Because if you turn 66 this year, that means you were born in 52. And mm-hmm. that means that you're still eligible to do the spousal-only option.
All right, but let's just, we'll play it straight here. So, yes, I'm still working, but I just turned full retirement age, so I don't have to worry about any rules that will, you know,
Right. And you're not, obviously, since you're still working, you're not receiving any pensions from work where you did not pay into Social Security.
No, I am not.
With all of those questions, then yes, you are eligible for an ex-spouse's spousal retirement benefit.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. I mean, now, you just had to answer the questions correctly. If you had said no to any one of those, that would have been a problem.
If I had said no, then that would have created certain...
It would have gotten you the buzzer. Gong show, you're out.
Well, if you ask me...
At least for now. Now, not being 62 doesn't mean that you'll never get one. It just means you can't get one yet.
You got to wait until you're...
Your spouse not being 62 doesn't mean you'll never get one. It just means you won't get one
yet.
Now,
here's the deal. Let's say this. Let's say you just answered my questions and all this, and I just said what you had said, which was, I've been working. My benefit isn't all that high because let's just say I'm not working much and I don't have a huge, it's a few hundred, $500, something like that. But my ex-spouse, I mean,
they made a lot of money.
They made a lot of money, and their full retirement age benefit, to the best of my knowledge, is like $2,400.
Okay.
So they did very, very well. Problem is that I'm at least age 62. My ex-spouse is now at least age 62. You know, I don't want anything to do with them. I'm afraid that if I call them and say, you know, I want to take a benefit, they're going to say, well, forget it.
Then don't call them.
So I don't have to call them. I don't have to contact them in any way.
Not unless you need some information like their Social Security number.
No, I took that when she was on the way out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it may be. I've also heard. Well, my ex is remarried, and I kind of like the person they're remarried to, and I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to take a benefit away from them.
Yeah, that's
you're
another
not going
one too.
To.
No.
It's not going to affect their benefit in any way, shape, or form. And your ex getting remarried doesn't affect you. It's a question of, we didn't ask whether your ex was single.
Doesn't matter.
First question we asked was, were you single?
Yep.
That's what matters. If you're single and you have a qualifying marriage and you're 62 and all those other things, it doesn't matter if your ex is married or single. All that matters is that they're alive because the benefit changes if they're not alive. Because now it's no longer an ex-spouse's spousal retirement benefit. It's an ex-spouse survivor benefit. And that's bigger.
The main questions you need to answer if you want to get an ex-spouse benefit are, were you married to your ex for at least 10 years?
Qualifying marriage.
Has to be at least 10 consecutive years. All right? That's the first main question. The second main question is, have you, assuming nobody's collecting any benefit, your ex isn't collecting a benefit yet, have you been divorced for at least 2 years, two calendar years? At least two...
24 months.
24 months. Let's say that. Yes. If those two questions are answered, you're well on your way to be getting to get a benefit. The third vital question is, how old are you and how old is your ex-spouse? If you're both over age 62, then you are almost there.
We're getting there.
You're almost there.
Now it's a matter of working just like any other benefit.
Right. Yeah, you are eligible.
Pension from work not covered by Social Security like any other benefit.
Right. But those three questions right there, Professor Plum, make you eligible. Now, whether or not you can actually get a benefit is depends on these other questions that you ask. If you are eligible, but you're working right now and you're under full retirement age,
you're making more than $17,000, you're going to have an issue with getting all of it.
They may withhold some or all of it. You may not get it. If you're collecting a pension where you did not pay into the Social Security system, you may find that your benefit is partially or completely wiped out by the government pension offset. Anyway, the important questions are those. The first three questions: were you married at least 10 years? Have you been divorced for at least 2 years? And are both you and your ex-spouse over age 62? Without answering yes to any of those questions, forget it. Okay? Nothing's coming to you, at least right now. All right? If you didn't have a qualifying marriage, nothing's ever coming to you from an ex-spouse. If you haven't been divorced for at least 2 years because nobody's taken their benefits yet, you're not getting it yet. All right? So I wanted to go over that. Somebody asked us that during the break, if we could sort of do that scenario. It seems like a lot, I guess, but there are a lot of people out there who don't realize that you can get, potentially, a benefit from an ex-spouse. And again, it is not like a pension, where if I take a certain amount from an ex-spouse, they're going to get less. If I have to allow my ex-spouse to take a benefit off of my work record, that somehow I'd get less. But on the other hand, I also can't stop them.
No.
From getting a benefit. We've had calls like that.
Yeah, how do I stop my ex from getting anything from my work record? Don't pay attention to it, because it's not going to hurt you at all.
You can't. You can't stop them. Pretend. Live in a fantasy world.
I remember that call. That gentleman was not happy with
me. He was not happy with that answer. No, but it's the truth. Doggone it. All right. Well, I'm sorry. You can't do that. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got to get some emails. We've got a lot of things to cover. If you have questions on this, you can certainly give us a call. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
We've got the strategy and we've got the team to execute it. The financial planning strategists and the investment team at Lucia Capital Group are ready to answer your questions on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Right, we're all here. Every one of us in the studio standing by to take your calls.
Literally standing.
Yes, some of us standing more than others, as Professor Plum is here. I don't want to do inside baseball. That's all right. Anyway, we welcome you back to the show. If you want to email us, go to our website, wealthed.com. I'm going to do a couple of emails here, and we'll do another one or two before the end of the hour. We also had questions that we didn't get to yesterday from somebody on some of these estate planning techniques, tools of an estate plan. Maybe we can talk about that after the bottom of the hour. But we had an email from Anna in Houston, Texas, who says, Hello, I am a recent home buyer and looking to see where I should be putting my money. I'm 32, make close to $100,000, and have slightly more than that in my 401k. My company matches 100% up to 6%. And I put in 9%.
I like that match. That's a good match.
It's not bad at all. Wow. I purchased a home at $260,000 with 4% interest and put 15% down on a 30-year mortgage. That's a lot of numbers. I have about 6 months' salary as a buffer in exchange-traded funds and money market accounts. I plan on putting at least one extra mortgage payment per year down on the place when I got my yearly bonus. So here's the question. My question is, should I be putting that extra 3% toward the mortgage or keep contributing to the 401k? Anna says, in a perfect world, I would go back to having a second job and pay off even more of the mortgage so that I could eventually buy another one and rent the first one out. Any thoughts or suggestions? So what it boils down to, Professor Plum, Anna has 3%. She's putting in 9% in her 401k. They match up to 6%.
Right. So should she cut back to just the matching amount, or should she continue with the extra 3% going into the 401k? She's made some comments at the end where she would like to do some other rental properties, buy other properties, which obviously you're not going to do inside the 401k. And the question then becomes, well, how soon do you want to be able to do that? I'm not real thrilled with paying down the mortgage. If I'm going to back off on the 9% down to the 6%, given what you've said you want to accomplish, I don't want to use it paying it into the mortgage. I'll pay it into something else. But it depends on how long it's going to be between now and when I buy that extra property. How am I supposed to get... So if I pay down the mortgage quicker, I've paid it down. I'm earning 4%. That is true. But now I've got to borrow the money out. You only put 15% down. It's going to be difficult to get much out of it, even if you start paying it down at a quicker rate anytime soon. So I probably would not pay down the extra mortgage. The payment you have right now is well within easy tolerance. It's like 12% of your overall, just the payment itself is like 12-13% of your income. So it's not difficult. It's not like we're trying to get the payment down so we can refinance it to get, a better payment.
Yeah.
Now, the only reason I would try to pay it down is you put 15% down. If for some reason you have PMI or something of that nature on it, where I can get rid of an extra expense by getting it to a 20% loan to value or 80% loan to value ratio instead of a 85%, that may be a reason to pay more down into it. But I'm not a big fan at this point. You're 32. You've got a good interest rate on the mortgage. I'm not a big fan of paying that mortgage down any quicker, given the outside investments that you want to make. I'd rather see you accumulate the money to try to buy a house with personal money rather than borrowing again from your house, and or using Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks and other things rather than paying down the house in this case.
Yeah. Anna's 32. You know, I mean, she's got time to let things grow. I guess if she were 62, it might be a slightly different answer. I don't know. But anyway, Anna, I hope that helps you out. All right. Thank you for that question. 877-PLANNER. Next is Kent in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Kent.
Hi. How you doing today?
Good, thanks. What's up?
My wife and I are both retired Clark County School District employees. She's a retired principal. I'm a retired teacher. I'm familiar with the way the system worked with Clark County prior to like 1990, where we didn't pay into the system, FICA system.
Yeah, I understand it, yes.
Then what happened was I retired, but I came back to the school district, and then I started paying into FICA.
You're Social Security,
so
yes.
I've got about 30 quarters.
Okay.
My wife, she did some consulting stuff with the school district. She received her 40 quarters. Now she receives Social Security, a very small amount, not
correct,
very much.
Yes.
I have no desire to go back to work and accumulate those extra.
Next to 2.5 years.
Right. And I don't think the money that I'm going to be getting is that, it's going to be that significant.
Okay.
My question is, when I qualify as a spouse to receive Social Security benefits, I know it wouldn't be very much, but it would probably pay for like a gas bill or something.
How large is your pension from teaching when you did not pay into Social Security?
When I didn't pay into my pension, I'm receiving about 65.
65,000 a year, 6,500 a month, doesn't matter. You're not getting anything from a spousal benefit. You would be potentially eligible, but there's something called the government pension offset that's just going to wipe it out. And the government pension offset says if you are receiving a pension from work where you did not pay into Social Security, any spousal or survivor benefit, any benefit from somebody else's work record in the Social Security arena that you would otherwise be entitled to, is going to be reduced. The reduction is going to be a dollar for dollar equal to 2/3 of your pension. Well, 2/3 of your pension is like $40,000-$50,000. There's no spousal, even survivor benefit that's going to be that large. You've already said your wife's benefit is fairly small. So you are not going to be eligible for a spousal or survivor benefit at any time based on your pension.
Okay, so it's not even worth calling. I didn't want to wait on and call Social Security and wait on the phone for 4 hours.
Exactly.
So. It's something called the government pension offset, if you want to look it up. It reduces a benefit that you're eligible for in Social Security from somebody else's work record. It reduces it dollar for dollar by an amount equal to 2/3 of your pension. And that it affects people who have pensions where they did not pay FICA taxes. You have a pension where you did not pay into FICA. You didn't pay Social Security taxes.
Right.
So you're subjected.
Well, I did. I have 30 quarters, but that doesn't matter. I've got whole 40.
That's to get your own benefit.
Yes.
And the government pension offset, and there's another rule on the other side where if you had 30 years paying into Social Security, you worked two jobs. You did the teaching, and on the side, you did another job. You paid 30 years into the Social Security Administration, and it was at substantial wages. You would be able to get your own benefit, but you would not be eligible for a benefit from your spouse because the government pension offset doesn't go away even if you have paid into the system. If you have a pension from work not covered by Social Security, 2/3 of that pension, boom, reduces that other, the other work records benefit.
Right.
Government pension offset.
Helpful.
Yeah, I wish we could tell you get both, but you don't, Kent. But
you know what? I had a feeling that was going to be the case because when she talked to Social Security, she said basically the same thing that I might be eligible, but I might not.
Yeah, in some cases, it really comes down to how big your pension is. Yours is high
enough
where
it
2/3 of it, whether, as you said, whether it's $6,500 a month
or $65,000 a year,
whichever you meant.
It's done.
2/3 of that is still, much more than that, than any spousal benefit that you can get. It goes way over. Hey, Kent, thanks for the call. If you have any other questions, hold on. We'll also get to Don in Rensselaer, Indiana, and a couple of others as well. We'll take everybody on the phone in the order that it was received. So stick around. make sure, because we got a lot of important information to impart to you, some more emails to get to. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, here from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing just ahead.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Henry.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
The song wouldn't be nearly as amusing without calling him Henry. You know?
Oh, the accent helps too.
Well, it does. You have to sing it with most British singers would adopt the American type of accent when they sang, because that's what they heard when they sang these songs. But certain songs required the British accent. All right. Anyway, 877 Planner. I don't know why we're talking about that. 877 PLANNER. As promised, Don is next in Rensselaer, Indiana. Don, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Fine, thanks.
This question is for my mother-in-law, actually. She was married to my father-in-law for 20 years, so that makes her qualified for a spousal, and they've been divorced many years. And she was over at our house a while back, and I asked her if she was drawing off of my father-in-law's Social Security, and she said no. And I said, I think you can. And she said that Social Security told her that she couldn't. Would there be any reason why she couldn't?
Well, how old is she?
78.
Is she receiving her own Social Security benefit?
Yes.
How large is it?
Like $1,100 a month.
It's probably that because her benefit is larger than the spousal benefit. The father-in-law or her ex-spouse is still with us, right? He's still alive?
Yes. In fact, he's still working.
Yeah. So it might be that her benefit, do you know how old she was when she started receiving a benefit?
I believe it was 62.
Right, so at 62, if she's receiving $1,100, then her benefit would have been probably $1,500, $1,600 a month at full retirement age, which means that's more than the spousal benefit would be. So the reason that she's not eligible for a spousal benefit is because her benefit is larger than the spousal benefit.
Okay, so in theory, I think my father-in-law said he draws like $2,100 a month.
Okay.
In theory, what would she have to be drawing to be able to draw off of his? I mean, what?
Well, the $2,100, it depends on when he started receiving it. So if he started...
He waited to his full retirement age.
Okay, so the spousal benefit would be $1,050. So it's pretty close, but hers is still a little bit bigger. Now, the other problem is she started early. So she would have to be receiving less than maybe $700 a month of her own. But then at that point, she's not going to get her own and the spousal.
Let's
say her own was at full retirement age $700 and the spousal is $1,000. She'd get her own and $300. So she's going to continue to get what she's getting right now for as long as they're both alive. If he passes before her, she'll step up to the $2,100.
Oh, okay.
But hers drops off.
Right. She'll get a total of $2,100 if that's what he's receiving.
Yeah, I believe that's what he told me, yeah.
Right. So he will the survivor benefit, because they're both over 66, both over full retirement age, she would get the higher of the two benefits, assuming she's still single and will be single at that time.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for your quick answer, because I was kind of cashing over that, and I thought, I better give you guys a call because I know I'll get the right answer. So.
Yeah, her benefit's larger than the spousal. That's why she's receiving hers.
All right. Well, thanks for your help, and great show as always.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Don. Don in Rensselaer, Indiana. That's one thing. When we were talking about the spousal benefits, what we didn't talk about was what happens when the spouse who wants to take a – we used Ward, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver as an example – we didn't talk about what happens when Mrs. Cleaver is working. And I didn't talk about it because we were kind of running out of time. But frankly, these days...
Most people have two-worker households.
Correct. You have somebody where the spouse is in almost... In most cases, they've got a benefit of their own. And
dual,
it's kind of an important point
dual income
to bring
houses,
up.
Right. And so you're eligible for one or the other. But they don't stack 100% on top of each other. The fact that maybe you have a smaller benefit, maybe her benefit was only at full retirement age, like I said, $700, and the spousal benefit was, let's say it was $1,000, well, then she would be able to get her $700 plus another $300 as a spousal.
To bring it up to $1,000.
She gets the higher, basically the higher of the two
right.
at that point.
But if it's not $700 and the spousal benefit is $1,000 and her benefit is $1,100.
Well, her benefit's $1,100 and she started at 62.
Which means that her
so her full
even
retirement
higher,
age yeah. benefit was like $1,400. Well, $1,400 is a lot higher than $1,100, so she's not going to get a spousal retirement benefit.
Now, of course, these amounts were probably lower when she started taking them years ago, but that doesn't matter.
COLA adjusted.
The COLAs
and all
were all, for everybody, were the same, so it all comes out in the end. It can be a hard thing to understand. You know, a lot of people, I think, are under the assumption that you can collect your own benefit, and then there's like this bonus benefit.
On top of doubling up.
It
doesn't work
not.
That way. And even for somebody, like in her case, let's say that she was only receiving $700 a month.
Of her own benefit.
Of her own benefit. That she started at, or let's say $750, because I can do the math easier. And she started at 62. And then at 66, she says, well, 50% of my spouse's, ex-spouse's, or current spouse's retirement benefit is $1,000 a month. So I'm going to now apply for my spousal benefit at $1,000 a month, expecting to get the $1,000 a month, her current benefit plus $1,000 a month. She's not going to get it, unfortunately, because her benefit was reduced. It was reduced by, and just happened this way because of the math, $250 for taking it early. And so she's going to continue to receive her benefit, but the spousal benefit will be basically calculated based on her age at the time she took it, mm-hmm. and what her benefit would have been at the time she applied for the spousal benefit. That $250 reduction in her benefit will stay.
Yeah.
So she won't get that extra $250 because she took it early.
It's something to keep in mind if you're going to take Social Security early, and by early we mean prior to full retirement age. It's something to keep in mind that if you take an early benefit, and you decide later on that you can get a spousal benefit because that looks bigger, it's still going to be reduced. All the benefits that you are entitled to, if you take your benefit early, are going to be reduced by the same amount.
All the retirement benefits.
By the same dollar amount, yes.
All the retirement benefits.
Yes, yes.
Now, in her case, we talked about the survivor benefit. She took her benefit early. She took a $300, $400 discount in her benefit to start it at 62. That will go away if she then later becomes eligible for survivor benefits.
In other words, her husband died.
Her ex-husband dies.
Oh, is it an ex?
It's an ex.
I'm sorry, I missed that. But oh, that's right. They've been divorced a long time.
Yes.
That's right, he said that.
But even if it was a current spouse.
Doesn't matter.
The discount she took in her retirement benefit is not reflected in a discount in the survivor benefit, assuming that she becomes eligible for the survivor benefit after she's full retirement age.
Yeah. In fact, she will get whatever he was collecting at the time he
died.
Real
close to it, yes. It might be 10 or $15 off.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, let's just say it's the same. For all intents and purposes, she's getting the same benefit that he was receiving. So if in their case, in our caller's case, his parents, the dad waited till age 70, as I recall.
Full retirement age.
Or full retirement age. Okay. But whatever. Even if he'd waited until age 70, he was getting the maximum amount that he can get. If he died and she had taken hers at 62 and took a big reduction, doesn't matter. She jumps up to whatever he was receiving the month that he died.
And that's, I haven't had the option to take that benefit yet, but that's probably the way we'll do it in my household, where my wife will probably take her benefit earlier.
Yes.
And I will wait till 70 so that it's very likely that I will pass before her. It's just nature, and
I hope it's nature and not her just saying that's
yeah,
all
killing me, yeah.
That's the end of that. Step outside
in front of the car. No, in front of the car, in front of the car.
Right. No. I'm kidding, I'm joking,
but I that way she can have the larger survivor benefit for the rest of her life.
Yeah, it's a good strategy, quite frankly. It's a good strategy if you have two spouses where one spouse has a much higher Social Security benefit than the other spouse. The one that has the much higher Social Security benefit, even if they don't think they're going to live all that long, or their spouse is going to live a lot longer than they were, well, it may be better for them to wait as long as possible to take that benefit, because the survivor benefit is what's going to start to count here.
Right. That benefit will continue not just for my life, but for my wife's life as well.
Right. So if the let's pretend your wife had, you know, a $400 a month benefit. I don't know. I'm just making it up. Whatever it is, $400. And let's say yours is, you know, let's say at age 70, yours is, you know, $3,300. I don't, whatever, something like that. Call it $3,000.
Cutting me, man. You're cutting me, Mick.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that when, if by allowing yours to grow as much as possible, when you die, let's say you die before she does, her $300 or $400 a month benefit will go away, but she jumps up to your $3,000 or $3,300.
Yep.
So she's not losing a whole lot.
Right, and her benefit is not expected to last, in my opinion, until the break-even age of 84, 85, because I'm not sure I'll make it to 86, 87. I think that's probably about where I'll go. I mean, although my dad just turned 86, and he seems to be doing okay from what I hear. I mean, so it's...
From what I hear.
What the doctors tell me. You know, that life support's working real well.
No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
Oh, man. Wow. Little Plum family secrets here.
No.
He's joking. But as far as you know, Dad is...
Yeah, as far as his health...
Nobody's told you anything like he's...
Nobody's told me his health is anything other than good.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that's good to know. Yeah, so for Professor Plum, in his case, these are the strategies that
these are the questions that come into play. I mean, how long are we going to live? And what do we want to bet on?
Taking a break, and we're going to come back with more. 877 Planner. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to bizvod.com and join today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app, available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Not just talk show hosts, an experienced investment team working with seasoned financial planning strategists behind the scenes every day. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
So is this. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here for you every day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Once again, our number, we don't have a lot of time left. We've answered some great questions. I think our Social Security discussion today, that usually prompts a lot of questions on this. As we explained in good detail, I would suggest, how spousal benefits work, how ex-spousal benefits work, and the last three or four calls that we've had have all had to do with those exact same things. So that's why we know. We talk about this because I know there are a lot of questions out there regarding how spousal benefits works and how ex-spousal benefits works. I mean, at the top of the Social Security chain, it seems like it's easy, but as you get closer and you get into different if-then scenarios, this is where the strategy takes place, because we mentioned a couple strategies a few moments ago. Sometimes you're eligible for a spousal benefit, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're eligible for an ex-spouse, sometimes you're not. If you are eligible, should you wait? Should you take it now? What do you do? And that's where all the strategy comes in. So we were talking about that with our callers and amongst ourselves this hour and in the previous hour. So there's a lot to talk about. Coming up tomorrow, no set topic. How do you like that? I think we're just going to do emails tomorrow. How do you like that, Professor Plum? What do you think?
Sounds easy.
That sounds easy to me. And it gives us that nice different mixture of things to talk about. Although I noticed, again, after this, we do have quite a few Social Security questions on the emails. So we will talk about some of those. But we also have some corporation questions we're going to get to tomorrow. 1099, another S-Corp question from Stephen in Tampa, which we don't have time to get to today. And just a bunch of other stuff. So that'll be on this program tomorrow. Tune in for that email roundup. But not just emails, emails and phone calls, of course, because we're here to answer your questions. All right, so let's get to today's trivia, which comes to us from, it's the Department of Labor, who tells us there were 6.28 million out-of-work Americans as of the end of July 2018. Not that long ago. That's 57% fewer than the 14.6 million out-of-work Americans as of July 31st, 2009. Well, that would make sense to me.
It was a bad time of the economy.
It was a very bad time for the economy. From like the middle of 2007 until, it was still bad in 2009, but it didn't start picking up. Well, from the stock market point of view, it started picking up at in March, but people didn't really start to feel it, I don't think, for at least another year, maybe 2 years. Even then, it was a slow, still has been. You know, I still don't feel like we're there. I don't know why.
Well, then let's pick up the pace.
I would hope somebody. Maybe people need to get out and just start spending more money. How's that? Let's see.
Well, should we go to the caller?
Yes, but I don't have any more information on that. Not yet. I think maybe they're still. I don't know who was next, so I've got to wait just a second. Was there one of the? Did I miss one of the trivias from this week? I think I did. Let's see. Ah, that one's not that interesting. Oh, well, here's one. I don't think we did this on Monday. The IRS. If we did, do I have the name?
Yes.
Anyway, this is something very quickly. One out of every 22 individual income tax returns filed for 2015 reported AGI of at least $200,000. Did I do that one? I may have done that one. All right. I don't have a name.
John.
Oh, is it John? Oh, excuse me. Forgive me. He was already there, wasn't he?
He's been there a while.
Okay, and I didn't write it down. Laughlin, Nevada. John, I apologize. Thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to ask her.
Uh-oh. No. We're breaking up there. We can't hear you.
A certain amount, they take an additional amount out of your Social Security. And, you know, me and my wife are retired, and we gamble a lot. But, you know,
That's not working, unfortunately.
I apologize. You know, first off, I had the name mixed up, and I didn't go to. Hang on a second, John.
We're just not hearing the phone.
He was kind of cutting out there in the cell area of Laughlin, Nevada. Adam, see if he's there.
And if he's got a better line to get on.
Yes, exactly. See, he was telling me when he said, he told me to get to the next caller. I thought he meant that hold on for the name. He already gave me the name 5 minutes ago. Yep. I must need a weekend. What's going on? Is this...
He's like raining in your head or something?
I don't know. It's very strange. Very strange.
The weather's put you on edge? We actually have weather where we live for the first time in quite a while?
In quite a long time. Well, we have weather where it's something besides sunshine or fires. That's the other thing. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Okay. I apologize, John. I know. I guess we won't be able to get back to you. Well, I don't know. That segment worked in rehearsal. I'm not sure why. If you want to give us a call back, or we can call you, maybe we can contact you tomorrow on the program because we've only got a couple of minutes left. But, all right, so let's see it. Do I have a quick Social Security email, since that seemed to be on everybody's mind. Hold on one second. This is on the second page. This was Marianne in Cave Creek, Arizona. I am a widow collecting my husband's Social Security benefits and am dating a widower who is collecting his own benefits. If we were to marry each other, would I lose my late husband's benefits?
No. No, you're already receiving a widow's benefit. And once you're receiving it, getting remarried, you were single when you started receiving it, but getting remarried does not affect the benefit that you're receiving, unless somehow you become eligible for a higher benefit, then you can get the higher one. But you won't lose the widow's benefit, the survivor benefit that you're already receiving if you get remarried. Spousal retirement benefits you do lose. Widows and widowers benefits you don't lose.
Yeah, and that's, I can't recall, did we mention that? We may have mentioned that when we were having our discussion a little bit ago when we got into the widows or widowers benefits.
We didn't get very deep into the widower's benefits.
No, because we have, since it was spouse and ex-spouse, we really didn't have a chance to do that. We've devoted programs to the widow's benefit itself. But one of the benefits of a widow's benefit is that if you take it and you later get remarried, as Professor Plum said, it's not going to affect that widow's benefit. Unless, of course, Professor Plum, the new marriage has a higher benefit for
somehow
you.
Somehow has a higher benefit, yeah. They're not going to take away what you already have, but if the new marriage lasts long enough and the new guy dies or girl dies and they had a bigger benefit, you'll get the bigger benefit.
Yeah, it's just a question of, it can happen. We've said before that if you are thinking of getting married and you are a widow or widower, whatever you want to say it, and you're right there near the age of 60, wait until after you become eligible at age 60.
And then start receiving the benefit and then can't take it away.
And then get married, right. But if you get married before age 60, you're kind of tied to the new spouse.
As long as that marriage lasts.
Right, all right. Hope that helps. Okay, John, if you want to give us a call back, we can talk to you tomorrow. We can give you a call back. If you need the brain trust off the air, 800-644-1150. There's your number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk about all this stuff off the air. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities, LLC.
a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities, LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities, LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.